America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. It is NFL trade deadline day, 4 o'clock. The clock is ticking away. We'll bring in Mike Florio at noon to help us break down some stuff. If you're worried about the Browns or thinking about the Browns, Za'Darius Smith and a 2026 seventh round pick to the Lions for 2025 fifth and sixth round pick. That's what's happened so far as the Browns are concerned. Could more happen, and could something happen to Deshaun, or could something happen to Jameis Winston? We asked Mary Kay about that.
I'm sure somebody might, but with three interceptions in this past game and five dropped interceptions over 2 weeks, I'm not sure that the market is going to be very robust at this moment. But if someone needs a good backup or a bridge starter for the rest of this season, I guess maybe someone might come calling for him. And if they got something good enough in return for him, they would certainly trade him. Everyone has a price. And even before the season, right around the 53-man roster time, I had been told by sources out there in the NFL that the Browns would be open to trading Jameis because they were prepared to install Dorian as the number two from the jump if that had happened, if they had gotten a decent offer for him. So I'm sure they would be open to it. I just don't know if there's a huge market right now.
I think the thing to remember is the Bengals game, right? DTR was the backup. Jameis was the emergency quarterback and only got in because DTR hurt his hand. And I think, like, keep that in perspective, and I would not be shocked if they traded him, if somebody wanted to pick him up. The three interceptions last week did not help his trade value, though. If you felt like you walked out of the game against the Ravens going, wow, look at this, he's back, his value was about as high as it was going to be. Then he comes back last weekend. And again, if you're living in the moment, which I think fans do, I don't know that general managers do, you would be looking to move Jameis Winston. I would not be shocked if they moved him. And it just gets you to the opportunity to see DTR or Bailey Zappe, as Mary Kay said.
The issue here to me is this. Do you think that there is any chance that Jameis is on this team next year and is your starting quarterback? If the Browns think that there's any chance that he would be your best option as the starting quarterback next year, then I don't think you listen to anything.
Do you? Do you think he's on the roster next year?
Until I hear something better, yeah. I do. And as Mary Kay...
Would you be shocked if they traded him today?
No. As Mary Kay said, look what Pittsburgh did. Well, what did Pittsburgh do? They went out and brought in a guy who had had a better overall career, but kind of like Jameis in Russell Wilson. Russell's a better quarterback than Jameis, but, or at least he has been in his career. Maybe Jameis at the age of 30 is a better quarterback than what he showed. Where's the real Jameis? Let's think about that. Is it throwing three picks against the stingiest points allowed defense in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the guy who threw for 300 plus against the worst pass defense in the NFL? I mean, I don't think either game, the Ravens game or the Chargers game, is a perfect indication of where he is. And so if the front office thinks that there's any chance that he could be your guy moving forward, Andy, then I'd keep him. If they're pretty sure that they don't want him to be the starting quarterback next year, starting quarterback.
Right.
If they think they want him as the backup, then he's available. But if they think that there's any chance that he's the starting quarterback next year, I don't trade him. I keep him here and I let him play in the system. I let the guys get used to him. And I get a better look at what I think I might have.
I think the quarterback room looks totally different next year. I really do. And I do think that Deshaun's going to have the opportunity to win his job back. I don't know what the backup quarterbacks are going to look like. And is it still his job anyway? I don't even know if that's the case. The hard part about this whole situation is, like, I have sympathy for the fact that he got hurt. And I almost wish they would have switched out before. So, one, he wouldn't have been hurt. But, two, just so you don't feel like you're sitting here going, oh, we got to get somebody in the game because, you know, Deshaun's hurt. I just don't think – Deshaun just didn't show enough in the opportunity that he had to say that, A, he should be your starting quarterback. Because there were people screaming for him to get benched before he got hurt. I don't know. Could he come back a different quarterback? Maybe. Are they going to be – will they pay for it to happen? Yeah, probably. Might as well. I mean, you're going to keep him around. He's going to be a very, very expensive backup next year. I don't know that Jameis has to be on this team next year. I don't. I don't know that that's a foregone conclusion.
Doesn't that put a little heat on them to make sure they go out and get a quarterback? I mean, he's a viable starter next year.
We sat through two seasons with one win. Right? I mean, could they do that again?
No.
I don't think they can. I just don't see it. Mike is in Hudson. Hello, Michael. How are you?
How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm concerned with trading players for fifth and sixth rounds because they never pan out. I know they're trying to get rid of payroll, but if we go to DTR, I doubt if we win another game, and that means we're going to be drafting a quarterback in the draft.
In a draft that's not considered a good quarterback draft, Mike, for whatever that's worth. You only need one. You got to find one guy. I mean, but still.
You know, when you only win one more game the rest of the season, which if you look at the schedule, outside of the Saints, who are we going to beat the rest of the season?
We own the Ravens last week of the season.
That's great, Andy. I like to believe that. That was a great game to go to.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we only win one game, we're either going to have the first or second round draft choice. And you're not going to be that high and take a tackle or a defensive player. It's only going to be a quarterback. And help us if we take Sanders. He might be a great quarterback, but...
We're good with drama around here. We know drama.
Oh, no, we don't need that drama again.
I'm just saying.
Between Manziel and Baker... whether you like him or not, bringing in.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Checking in from Hudson. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. I don't know what this quarterback situation is going to look like next year. I'm not guaranteed that they're going to draft a quarterback even with the their first round pick. Who knows where it's going to be? There's a part of me that thinks they're going to draft a lineman.
Do you think it's at all viable that Jameis could be the guy next year?
Yeah, I think there's a path for it. I just don't see it though, otherwise.
Do you think it's unfair to judge him on either one of the two games that he's played? I mean, Chargers are stingiest defense in the NFL.
And
the Ravens have the worst pass defense in the NFL right now, but it's still the Ravens.
I do think the next game against the Saints is going to be super interesting if he's your quarterback, if he's your starter, right? You're going up against the Saints. It'll be interesting to see what he does. Mike Florio coming up here in just a bit and talk a little bit more NFL. We'll do all that straight ahead. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.